He was the point of his platoon. He had what they called a BAR, a semi-automatic. He had to go into the caves where the Marines had been for 20 and open up. And so he had to kill a lot of people. And he was a he's a man that wouldn't step on a bug, rather, to give you the example of what he was like. And very kind and gentle, and had to go in and do all these horrible things. And I think he kept that all in the back of his mind, and it just was the worst thing he could have done, instead of being able to release it.
And you didn't learn about all those things he did until much later on?
It was much later on, because he never told any of us. Never talked about it. Never talked about it.
And he went on Larry King, right?
He was on the Larry King, yes, and he was interviewed, and it was at that point that he said he landed on Iwo Jima, and the sniper had killed five Marines in the jugular and hit him, missed his jugular by a hair. He was in a foxhole, and the two medics that came to get him were both killed, so their bodies were laying on top of him. Another fellow by the name of Murphy, I guess he went to those commanding officers that he believes is a Marine that's still alive underneath these two bodies, and yes, they got him out, and the medics and the doctor said he wasn't going to live during the night. But in any event, he did, and they got him on a plane, because the ships were loaded with all the wounded, and they put him on a plane, the plane was shot down. So somehow, I guess, they got him to Guam, and he'd been paralyzed from the waist down from his injury, and I think he spent about 6 to 8 months in different hospitals throughout. I think he was in Corvallis, Oregon, and Maui, and they brought him finally back to Norfolk, Virginia, where he was discharged. But I don't think they really ever worried about their emotions at that time. I think they just said, okay, you're discharged, and that was the end of that. And as I say, from their background, it was like, you don't cry, you don't talk about it, you know? And so that was the worst part of these fellows coming back and not talking about it.